Benny Gideon, the Undersecretary in the Ministry of East African Community Affairs, says South Sudan remitted $7 million US dollars to the account of the East African Community Secretariat to clear some of its financial obligations with the regional bloc.
This money is to cover both our arrears and the current financial year 2024, respectively. We are putting $3 million US dollars to the arrears of 2022-2023 financial year, and we have deposited $4 million US dollars as the initial payment of the 2023-2024 financial year.
South Sudan still owes the East African community millions of dollars in arrears and contributions for this financial year. Gideon says the government is aware and is making plans to clear all its debts.
The remaining amount that has remained to be paid by the government of South Sudan is just exactly $8 million US dollars. And the government has its own plan to finalize the transfer of the remaining $8 million. This is a technical process that I do not want to dwell into it right now. But the Minister of Finance and Planning on behalf of the government, together with the Minister of East African Community, have already put down the plan of transferring this fund to the community by instrument. In other words, what I can say is that we will clear this money before the end of the year.
Gideon says the government's move to pay up its arrears shows that the Kiir administration is committed to meeting its financial obligations in the multilateral institutions, including in the regional East African community. This week, some lawmakers in the East African Legislative Assembly, or EALA, called for the expulsion of member states that fail to meet their financial obligations to the regional bloc. The lawmakers noted that Tanzania, Kenya, Uganda, and Rwanda have paid their annual contributions to the community. For several years, South Sudan and Burundi have defaulted on their financial obligations to the regional body. But Gideon says the government of South Sudan had too many other pressing issues.
It is just a question of priorities. And so, as you know, South Sudan was fighting within itself, and after the peace agreement, the government was also committed to finance the transitional government of national unity, including ensuring institutional reforms that were provided for under the peace agreement, and equally to fund the implementation of the agreement in its entirety, including security sector governance.
Each member state in the East African community contributes $7.2 million annually to the regional bloc. President Salva Kiir is set to take up the chairmanship of the East African community later this month. The U.S. ambassador to South Sudan, Michael J. Adler, has on several occasions called on the transitional government of national unity to start providing services to South Sudanese using the country's oil revenue. Ambassador Adler announced this week that the Biden administration is set to cut funding for humanitarian operations in South Sudan due to the growing number of emergencies around the world. For VOA News, I'm Charlton Doki in Juba.